We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. In the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on the Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
All right, 10:05 on The Fan, and a very good Friday morning to you, the midday show. Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number here. Of course, till 1 o'clock, CMB comes your way. Connor Green, I guess Dove is late, and Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're live in a living color from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses. You know where. Only at ShopRite. It has been a just wonderful week. If you are a fan of the teams that I root for, first of all, the Knicks started it off with not winning the lottery. Not that I expected it, and it really didn't work that badly for the Knicks. They did wind up getting the third pick. It could have been a lot worse than that. Then you had the whole disaster of what went on with the Jets and that dysfunction, as we all know. The power grab that was won by Adam Gase, even though the owner says there was no power grab. And then yesterday, not only did the Mets lose to the Nationals, but Conforto, of course, runs into Robbie Cano. That's about the only thing that Robbie Cano has hit so far this year is Conforto. And Conforto's out with a concussion. And then, of course, our guy Jeff McNeil, of course, we put the whammy on him by having him on yesterday. He's got some kind of an injury. It doesn't seem to be so too serious. The Mets lose this game to the Nationals. Now back to two games under 500. It has not been a good week, bro. You know what I mean?
Here's all you need to know. Of those three teams, two of which I root for, all three right. You root for.
Right.
Of all three teams, the Knicks had the best
yes,
week.
Yes, I agree.
The Knicks had the best
they
week.
They had the best week. You're right.
They didn't pick at five.
Right.
They got to three.
Yep.
There isn't dysfunctional power grabs going on.
No.
And they aren't having their overpaid, non-steroid-using second baseman basically elbowing their hottest hitter to the ground, and we'll probably see Michael Conforto next year. Mm. I hate to sound negative, but with concussions, you never know. Ask Clint Frazier.
Yeah,
ask Ryan Church.
Yep.
Sometimes it's very, very bad. And to top it all off, yesterday, from the moment, not that Anibal Sanchez is any good, because he hasn't been this year, but from the moment Anibal Sanchez leaves that game in the second inning, I don't care what the score is. It's 4-0 at the time if you're scoring at home. The Mets had an opportunity to win this freaking game because the Washington Nationals bullpen is one giant dumpster fire. And other than a big third inning and a last gasp in the ninth inning before, guess who? Keon Broxton. Oh, who's got this knack for coming up with the bases loaded in an afternoon game down a run and striking out.
And by the way, how about his comments after the game? The guy's in a 1-for-25. He says, well, the reason I'm in that is because I don't play and I'm putting too much pressure on myself to get a hit in a big spot when I do play. What is that?
Well, the problem
is, do I need to hear that?
He's not wrong, but I don't want to hear it.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I don't want to hear it.
Of course not.
And the other thing about Keon is, hey, Keon, you're going to tell the media that, you're going to tell the fans that, and then when asked, hey, have you said anything to Brody? Have you said anything to the manager? No. So you're telling us? What are we going to do about it?
Right.
Tell your manager.
Yep.
Say, hey, Mickey, look, I understand it's a tough spot for you, but hey, it's tough to really get going if I never play. You're going to tell Mike Puma? You're going to tell Joe Beningo? You're going to tell everybody on Twitter? Talk to your freaking manager and your general manager. What does that do after you strike out again with the bases loaded and two outs down a run in which every Met fan in America is rooting for a walk because they know you can't come through with a big hit?
Yep. No, 100% right, bro.
But that's the thing that really drove me nuts yesterday. This is a game they needed to win.
I
don't care what month it is.
No, they needed to win the game. You're right.
You're playing the lousy Nationals and Joe, the starter's out in the second inning.
And it goes back to what you and I both complained about You know, the idea that you had to pitch Wilmer Font in the second game of his series when you got Wheeler on regular rest, and you could have pitched Wheeler in that game, even if he pitched like he did yesterday, you would, you would have had DeGrom in the rubber match of the game, of the series.
Yes.
And these are big games.
Yes, and I would have felt better about Jacob DeGrom pitching in a rubber game in which the Mets can't win, by the way.
Right, and now Mats is coming back for the weekend. You wouldn't even have had to pitch Wilmer Font in one of those games, right?
I don't think you would have. Technically, you didn't have to until early next week.
Right, that's right.
So, yeah. No, and that was a mistake the Mets made a few days ago. Yesterday, the mistake and what frustrated me the most is not only the injuries, which obviously is bad luck. Jeff McNeil getting hurt is horrible
luck. Seems like he's okay, though.
Well, let's see. Is he in the lineup tonight?
I don't know.
Is he in the lineup tomorrow?
Let's hope.
There you go. That's when I'll be confident, when he's in the lineup.
Hey, Carlos Gomez is up, right?
That's great. And he deserves to be up and
good
for him.
He should be. I'd rather see him than Keon Broxton.
Sure. I have no problem with Carlos Gomez being up.
No.
But the injuries are bad luck. What drives me nuts is that, yes, the Mets came back in the third inning on a three-run homer by Michael Conforto.
Yeah, of course.
Could have used his bat in the sixth, eighth, and ninth. But when you're in the Nationals bullpen, you've got to do more than four runs in the third inning and then a last gap rally in the ninth.
Yeah.
The fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh, the eighth against Fetty and Jennings and Miller and Barraclough and Suero. Where are you?
Wow. Sounds like a law firm.
It's a horrible law firm. They'd be out of business. Score some freaking runs.
Wow.
I'm sorry. No, that's what kills me.
I'm with you. I'm 100% with you. I mean, it's terrible. They had to win at least two games here in this series. And now you put yourself in a position again where you basically have to sweep the Marlins. And let's be honest. I mean, that's not exactly a layup that you're going to do that.
Well, it's unfair to put yourself in a position where you've got to go 19-0 against the Marlins because you're not going 19-0 against the Marlins. Yeah. Well, so far, they're 5-0. That's great. That's fantastic. They're 5-0. What, they're going to go 8-0? They're going to go 11-0? Eventually, they're going to lose a couple of games to the Miami Marlins. They played the Nationals. The Nationals just had this disastrous road trip. Anibal Sanchez is out in the second inning. You've got Zach Wheeler on the mound, and you didn't win. And you had a chance to rally in the ninth inning. You had 2-1 and 1-out with Dom Smith up, and you didn't win. This was a horrible loss. It was a horrible day when you look at the injuries. And, yeah, Zach Wheeler deserves some crap. Because even after he settled down after that first inning, he still gave up a two-run homer to Gerardo Parra.
Yep. Yes, he did.
So this was bad. And we looked at this 15-game stretch and said, they've got to do damage. Does anybody have any confidence that the damage is going to be inflicted on everyone else other than themselves?
No.
Because right now during that stretch, they're 3-2. That's not good enough.
Nope. Definitely not. And they're back to two games under 500 again. And now you factor in, they're not the Yankees that you guys get hurt and that they're going to continue to win. That doesn't happen with the Mets, as we know.
No.
Does not happen that way.
No, it is a testament to what the Yankees are doing.
Of course.
Because the Mets are dealing with injuries, but that's baseball, Susan.
Yep.
There are injuries in baseball.
Yep, of course.
And it stinks and it's frustrating, but good organizations overcome it. The Yankees, after tonight, if they win tonight, they're a first-place baseball team.
Yep, indeed.
How about that?
Yes, indeed.
The Mets are never going to touch first place the rest of the year, and we all know it.
Right. The only thing that's keeping them around is that the division, I mean, they're still only 3.5 behind the Phillies because nobody in the division has taken off.
Great.
That's really what it comes down to.
Great.
So it's delusional. You know, you're like, because I keep hearing Mickey Callaway say stuff like that. And it's really just fool's gold is what it is.
It is fool's gold.
That's
because
all it is.
Eventually, probably the Phillies, maybe the Braves, who scored a bunch of runs yesterday against the Cardinals, eventually a team or two will take off.
I agree.
83 wins is not winning the National League East.
No.
So you're 100% right. I think that's the right term. It is fool's gold. Eventually, you've got to start winning. And I know maybe this isn't the right day to do it because he did have three hits yesterday, including a big RBI double before the Conforto home run. But I'm going to circle the name Robinson Cano and say, hey, Robbie, okay, Mr. I did steroids. God knows what your career actually means because of that.
Right.
Mr. Mets are still paying you $20 million a year. Mr. I just knocked out Michael Conforto.
For the next 4 years, too.
Yeah, won't see him again. If there is a guy who's got to step up and not just get hot, but carry a team hot because we know he's capable of it, especially since he's the reason Michael Conforto's out of the lineup, it's Robinson freaking Cano. That's the guy.
They need him. I completely. Now, he did have a few hits yesterday. But even with that said, I mean, he needs to get on a major hot streak right now. And he has not been in. He had that little run a few weeks ago before he got hit in the hand twice. But they need him, to, like you said, they need him to step up and beat a Robbie Cano. He's been basically his whole career.
No question. And I said he did have three hits yesterday.
He did.
One was an infield hit. One was a blooper. The RBI double was huge.
Right.
The ground rule double right before the Conforto home
run. Got him started, right.
That was great. But I have seen Robinson Cano with the New York Yankees and even a little bit with the Mariners carry a team.
Of course.
He's capable of that. That is what they need from him right now. With McNeil potentially out, with Conforto, I hate to say this.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know when we'll see him again.
I got to say, at least the Mets didn't, you know, put him on a plane to Miami. They put him on a train back to New York.
Small victory.
So at least they didn't do something stupid like that time with Ryan Church where they flew him across the country after the guy got a concussion.
But here's the problem. And you said this about the Knicks, and I thought about this, and it's so true. I am sick and tired of taking victories like that as a good thing. Like you've said about the Knicks, so right, hey, at least they're not trading draft picks. That shouldn't be the bar.
No, right, of course.
You know?
That they didn't do anything. Like it's a big deal that they didn't do anything stupid.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That's it. This is the same kind of thing.
I don't want that to be the bar.
Right.
Oh, they didn't put him on a plane.
Right, right.
Let's have a party.
Yep.
No, I mean, they're competent. Great. They put him on a train. But concussions is scary. I feel terrible for Michael Conforto.
Yeah, he looked like he got knocked out.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, really got, like, you know, he ran into a Mike Tyson right hand.
On a little pop-up.
In the 80s.
Yeah. Robbie Cano is now Mike Tyson punching out this guy. Not on purpose, of course. And let's not forget, the next batter after that pop-up, which turned into a cheap double, was Parra with the two-run homer.
Yep.
No, that was brutal.
Of course.
And the inability to win these rubber games is the difference right now between the Mets being a sub 500 team.
What, 0-5 now, rubber games? 0-5. Even if they were 3-2, they'd be over 500.
That's the difference. And so as we sit here on May 17th with Memorial Day a week and a half away, really think this is going to turn?
No, I absolutely do not. I don't. How can I? I'm a Met fan. Why would I think it's going to turn, bro?
Not even our history as Met fans. You've watched this season. We are 42 games into this season. No more small sample size talk. That's a sample size. That's a quarter of a season. We are a quarter of the way through the season. We've seen this manager for a year and a quarter now. We've seen the new guys on this roster for a quarter of a season. Do you really think this is turning? Does anybody really believe that this is turning?
Is Mickey Callaway still managing the team by the time they get to L.A.? What do you think? L.A.'s Memorial Day weekend, right? Is that when they play?
Yeah, they still have games against Miami, Washington, and Detroit.
Right.
They've got 10 games between now and then.
Right.
The conclusion of this 15-game, originally 16-game
run. They need to win like at least 7, I would say. Minimum.
Of the remaining 10?
Yes.
And
minimum.
That would get them to 10-5 over the 15-game stretch?
Yeah. Yeah, at least 7. Yeah.
But are they?
No, I don't think they are.
Okay.
But I said it. I mean, look, they need to sweep Miami. I mean, eventually they're going to lose to the Marlins.
Yes.
They're going to lose. They're not, like you said, they're not going to go 19-0 against the Marlins this year. It's not going to happen.
No. And I'll ask you this, because I know we aren't making a lot out of this, but the Mets have to make a decision about Zach Wheeler. And he has been inconsistent this year.
Yes,
that's how I would define his year.
I was going to say up and down, but that's the same thing.
Up and down, inconsistent.
Right, right.
Bottom line is his ERA right now is
4.8.
Okay, that's not good.
Nope.
So today, what do you do with this guy at the end of the year if this is what he is? Because it's starting to become evident that second half Zach Wheeler last year isn't really Zach Wheeler. Unless you want to buy it.
Yeah.
You want to think that's really
him? We see flashes of that. We've seen flat, but it, like you said, it's been massively inconsistent. I mean, we've seen too many games where, like he did yesterday, he gives up 6 runs. You can't have that. Can't have it.
Not at all. We'll get to your Met calls coming up. We'll talk plenty of golf as it continues to roll on here on Long Island.
DJ making a big run now. He's just 2 shots back at Koepka. He's playing well in the morning. He's -5.
The Yankees get set for a battle for first place with the Tampa Bay Rays. There was a moment late last night, and it was a fleeting moment.
Portland?
Where I thought the Trailblazers were going to even that series up. And you know why they didn't? Draymond Green is why they didn't. So we'll get into the Western Conference Finals later as well. Beningo and Roberts here in the midday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.